This is a sound you don't want to hear right now, fire. Especially burning across acres of forests or farmland. The Bryan Head Fire near Parowan, Utah is the largest active wildfire in the country at 54,000 acres or 72 square miles, with smoke drifting into western Colorado. And conditions are ripe for something similar to happen here. Becky Bollinger is a climatologist and drought specialist at the Colorado Climate Center at CSU. She says western Colorado is beginning to dry up.
Vegetation has been drying out. We've been hearing reports that in those lower elevations, the soils are dry and dusty. Windy, hot conditions, low relative humidities have combined to create some abnormally dry conditions.
David Boyd, spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management's Colorado River Field Office, adds one more ingredient to the fire danger recipe.
The summer monsoonal pattern hasn't really set up yet.
So because of all this, the BLM announced stage one fire restrictions in Garfield County earlier this week. Boyd says it's not a total ban.
That basically restricts fires to developed areas. So if you're out camping, you need to be in a developed camp area if you want to have a campfire. You know, some other things like smoking only in a developed area. But basically, it's a signal that we're reaching a pretty critical time in the fire season. And so we need to take these extra steps to try to prevent human-caused fires.
Human-caused fires, like the Bryan Head Inferno, allegedly caused by a guy burning off shrubs around his cabin. Things you wouldn't normally think about can spark a blaze that in these dry conditions could easily get out of hand.
Parking in dry grass can cause fire, and anything that causes a spark, equipment like a weed whacker, the gas-powered weed whacker that gets hot, set down in the grass, start a fire, welding.
A lit cigarette flicked from a car window, an abandoned campfire, and for gun enthusiasts, don't forget those exploding targets that blow up when they're hit by a bullet. Those are now banned under Stage 1 restrictions. Boyd says 38 out of 45 fires this year on federal lands in northwestern Colorado, including the White River National Forest and BLM land in Mesa and Garfield counties, have been human-caused. Garfield County is also under Stage 1 restrictions. Pitkin and Eagle counties are not. But emergency management officials say that could change at any time. Becky Bollinger says it's not uncommon for Colorado to go from one wet year to one dry year, and that climatologists are not seeing any drying trends in the state. But she adds they are seeing seasonal and temperature changes.
We do see large-scale trends of warming. Record highs broken quite commonly, and we're seeing a slight increase in the growing season length. And a little bit earlier timing of snowmelt runoff.
Stage 1 fire restrictions are in effect for BLM lands and unincorporated private land in Garfield County. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.